AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The House votes tomorrow morning on a two-year extension of the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. FBI Director Christopher Wray told the House Appropriations Subcommittee it's needed now more than ever.
Failure to reauthorize 702 or gutting it with some new kind of warrant requirement would be dangerous and put Americans' lives at risk.
Former President Trump pushed Republicans to block FISA, claiming the FBI used it to spy on his campaign. A severe storm system, which triggered tornadoes across the South, is moving into the Northeast. The nation's largest airlines wants the White House to stop approving more flights between the U.S. and China due to what they call anti-competitive policies that China places on them. Uber and Lyft say they'll delay a planned exit from Minneapolis after city officials pushed back the start of a driver pay raise by 2 months. This is ABC News. American home buyers facing another setback ahead of the spring season, with mortgage buyer Freddie Mac saying interest rates are on the rise. The average for a 30-year mortgage hovers at 6.88%, up from 6.82% last week and the highest since early March. Looks like no more bad blood for TikTok.
Yes, our long national nightmare is over. Taylor Swift's music appears to be back on TikTok, at least most of it. Songs by Swift and other major artists, including Lady Gaga, Drake, Billie Eilish, Post Malone, and more, were pulled off the app by Universal Music Group in February after UMG and TikTok failed to reach a licensing deal. But now Swift is back, though other artists are not. Variety speculates one reason could be that Swift owns her own publishing and masters and made a side deal that would help promote her new album, which is out next week. Jason Athenson, ABC News, Hollywood.
New estimates from the Census Bureau show 112,000 children ages 4 and under were missed during the 2020 census. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession at an alarming rate. That's according to the Department of Public Instruction's workforce report for 2022. The report also says teacher pay in real dollars has dropped 20% over the past 12 years. Changes for the better at Wisconsin's youth prisons. Limits on pepper spray, restraints, and strip searches correlate with better behavior. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that's not all.
Staff morale was exceptionally good overall at the time of the visit. A review of video over the reporting period showed staff regularly engaging with youth. Staff were extremely friendly.
New rules on a trial basis at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools since February could become permanent this year. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers will play in Brazil. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL made the announcement yesterday. It's the Packers and the Eagles for the first NFL game ever in Brazil. They'll play Friday night, September 1st, in a soccer stadium that once hosted the World Cup. I caught up with Packers president Mark Murphy on the tailgate tour in Beloit today, who says he has some concerns.
It is a long trip. It's about a 12-hour flight and just kind of working through some of the logistics for the league. But I'm confident things will work out with the league.
Baseball, despite some showers in Cincinnati, the Brewers had a steady flow of hits to beat the Reds 7-2. Today's game was rained out. NBA, Giannis will be out for the next several weeks, but the Bucks last night beat the Magic 117-99. Doc Rivers asked this after the game.
What is it about that Bobby Portis, Pat Beverly duo that injects so much energy into the team?
They're both nuts. You know, in a very good way.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers ending here in the overnight. Clouds stick around. Breezy north winds and lows will drop to the upper 30s. On your Friday, mostly sunny skies developing. Breezy northwest winds up around 25. With highs in the middle 50s, 60s for Saturday. Right now, it's 48.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, happy Thursday. A lot going on in the world. It's just some amazing stories. You know, the news is getting weirder every day. O.J. Simpson died. That's all I'm going to say about that. It's like, okay, bye. But it did occupy 25 minutes of MSNBC this morning, which I just like, really? Anyhow. Are Arizona Republicans just masochists? This is just nuts. They just blocked an attempt by Democrats to repeal that 1864 abortion law. I've got some really amazing stuff to tell you about that. Also, some of the other laws that Arizona had on the books in 1864. Do you know the age of consent then was 10? And a crazy alert, Donald Trump's county chair is reportedly an ex-cop who threatened to kill his boss's wife. Of course! In the second hour of our program, we'll start it off with Phil Itner with an update from Kyiv, Ukraine, about what's going on in that country. Also, why do Republicans oppose Joe Biden's efforts to cancel student debt? That's my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com. We'll talk about that in the second hour of the program. And the FISA lets the federal government spy on Russians, right, here in the United States and abroad. So, of course, Trump and the Putin caucus just killed it, right, in the House of Representatives. This is nuts. We'll talk about that in the second hour, too. In the third hour of our program, the U.S., this is a brand new Biden administration initiative that's really substantial. We're going to require, the United States of America is going to require background checks for gun shows and online firearm sales. This is the largest expansion of gun control since the Brady Bill 30 years ago. That's a big deal. And geeky science, will we soon be able to see the beginning of time? What will it look like? And fascist alert, the rich are getting second, third, and fourth passports, citing a risk of instability and taxes. Oh, my God. All righty. So yesterday, as you know, unless you've been living under a rock, I believe it was Tuesday, maybe it was Monday, the Arizona Supreme Court came down and said, this 1864 law that says that if a woman gets an abortion, the doctor goes to prison for 2 to 5 years. And, et cetera. This 1864 law was put into effect in Arizona. No exceptions for rape or incest. It was put into effect in Arizona this week. And so yesterday, a group of Democrats in both the Arizona House and the Arizona Senate introduced legislation that would basically just take Arizona back to that 15-week. There were several pieces of legislation. One would take it back to that 15-week ban, which has already been put into law. That was the law before the Supreme Court decision. And the other, was more in line with Roe v. Wade, if my understanding of it is correct. And this is where it gets really weird. This is from today's New York Times. Republican leaders in the Senate removed one bill from the day's agenda on Wednesday. In the House, a Republican lawmaker who had called for striking down the law made a motion to vote on a Democratic repeal bill. So, good guy. that has sat stalled for months, but Republican leaders quickly scuttled that effort by calling for a recess and later adjourned until next Wednesday. Democrats on the Senate floor yelled, "Shame!" and "Save women's lives!" as their Republican colleagues filed out of the chamber. Representative Teresa Martinez, a Republican, criticized the Democrats. She called their chants and shouts, "Extremist insurrectionist behavior." Yeah, let's call everybody insurrectionist now so that we can just dilute the meaning of that word, you know, as a homage to Donald Trump and his January 6th crazies. She added in a floor speech, actually, she said, "There is no reason to rush on this very important topic. Nah, you know, we can let it slide." Democrats, however, say they have limited time and ways to repeal the law because it's late. I'm quoting from the New York Times, because it's late in Arizona's legislative session. But this is showing some of the divisions between the Republicans. I mean, it was a Republican who said, "Let's bring this Democratic bill to the floor." And then it was Republicans who shut him down. And now the state's ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus, I call them the Cokehead caucuses because they get so much money and support from the Koch network, or these right-wing billionaires affiliated with the Koch brothers. The ultra-conservative Freedom Caucus, this is from the New York Times, praised the court's ruling, saying it protected innocent lives and vowed to oppose efforts to undo it. Clinics and patients scrambled to make sense of the legal and administrative confusion. So where did this law come from? This is interesting. The Washington Post published this piece this morning by Monica Hess. The Speaker of the House in 1864 was a fellow by the name of William Claude Jones, who went by the name Claude. So I'll just quote a few sentences here and there from today's Washington Post piece. This is all based on a 1990 article published in the Journal of Arizona History by actual scholars, serious scholars. His pursuit of nubility, N-U-B, and I'll explain that in a moment, began with a marriage to Sarah Freeman, who bore him two children in the 1840s. His next wife was a girl named Maria del Refugio, who was 12 years old. And according to the Arizona historian, the Journal of Arizona History, he had abducted this 12-year-old that he married as his second wife. He also landed, and then he moved to Arizona. He then landed his third wife, Caroline Stevens, who was 15 at the time. At that point in time, he was 50 years old and marrying a 15-year-old. They were only married for a year, though, because in 1885, the historian writes, quote, "Jones left Caroline. She never saw or heard from him again." The next year, 1868, a local girl named May was pregnant with his child. She was 14, so they got married after the birth, apparently, and had several children together until she died in 1881 at the ripe old age of 28. As the Washington Post notes, in 1864, he was elected Speaker of the House, and it was that legislature, the one Jones presided over in 1864, after he had already abandoned his first wife, married a 12-year-old, and was just weeks away from marrying a 15-year-old, although still a few years away from marrying a 14-year-old, it was that legislature that passed the law that said every person who shall administer or cause to be administered any, you know, basically an abortion, shall be sent to prison for not less than 2 years nor more than 5 years. William Claude James. Yeah, that's the guy. That's the guy Republicans are celebrating in Arizona right now, don't you know? There were a few other weird laws on the books in Arizona in 1864. President Abraham Lincoln had, in February of 1863, signed the law that created the Arizona Territory. It didn't become a state until the 20th century. But this was the so-called Howell Code, and it defined rape as carnal knowledge of any female under the age of 10 years old, with or without her consent. To put a fine point on it, the consent at issue here is purportedly coming from a 9-year-old. So 9-year-olds, no. 10-year-olds, yes, in Arizona in 1864. They also had a law that said that if you committed perjury or suborned perjury, tried to get somebody else to commit perjury, you could get the death penalty, capital punishment. If there was, this is another one, if there was good reason to believe that a condemned woman was pregnant, the sheriff could ask a panel of three doctors to determine her status to the best of their ability. If she wasn't pregnant, she was executed. If she was pregnant, she was allowed to live until she gave birth, at which point the governor would move the execution forward. And also, there was another law that said the parents were allowed to accidentally beat their children to death. So this is the milieu. This is the era out of which came this abortion law that today Republicans in the Arizona House and Senate are defending, and that they fought right to the end yesterday and postponed until in the middle of next week even having a discussion about whether to replace this 1864 law. And these guys think they're going to win elections this fall? Seriously? We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's just, and a crazy alert coming up. Trump's county chair, this is wild. I'll tell you all about it. New Hampshire on the other side of this break.
From your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. 910 AM WBZH. 910 AM for news, talk, and sports.
There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Todd Alba Show.
Former state senator and majority leader in the state Senate, Dale Schultz.
Legislators aren't doing their job. But what I would ask all the listeners is, have you taken stock in your legislator? Do they really deserve to be there? Do they really want to be there in a polite way? Ask them to come and share a vision, listen to you, and say we want regular communication. And I think if we do that, the system will serve us very well.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Evan Goyke, candidate for the City of Milwaukee City Attorney's Office. Evan, you and I were texting yesterday because with every campaign that I've ever known someone that's running, there is always what I'm going to call the yard sign controversy.
It's true that yard signs don't vote.
Yes.
But there is deep, deep psychological warfare with right. Yard signs.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them.
Debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. But there's a new way out of the debt trap. Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive new strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest, find programs to write off your balances so you owe less, stop those threatening phone calls, and all without bankruptcy and without a loan. They find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. So before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit Zap My Debt. Seriously, ZapMyDebt.com. ZapMyDebt.com for Pivotal Debt Solutions. ZapMyDebt.com. And welcome back. So, speaking of weird men, this is from a raw story today, Matthew Chapman. A New Hampshire county chair for the Trump campaign allegedly made rape and murder threats in a workplace dispute over purported sexual misconduct while he was serving as a police officer in the New Hampshire town of Claremont. This is the guy who is the county chair for the Trump campaign. His name is Jonathan Stone. He also serves as a member of the House of Representatives in New Hampshire. He first met Trump on the Cam train trail in 2016, where he gave him an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle inscribed, you know, to Trump or whatever, you know, from Jonathan. The documents were ordered to be released last week. One of the newspapers, local newspapers, wanted to find, you know, the story of this guy's misbehavior or malbehavior or bad behavior as he was a police officer in Claremont. And they just released this information last week. The New Hampshire Supreme Court actually ordered it released. And according to the newly released records, the Claremont Police Department discovered in 2006 that Stone was sexually involved with a 16-year-old girl. Now, it turns out he had been called to her home on a domestic issue. Her mother was gone or with a boyfriend or something. There was some weird thing when this girl was 15. And that's when he started grooming her. And then by the time she was 16, they were having a sexual affair or a sexual relationship, legally what you call rape. And at this point, quote, this is from the files, quote, Stone, who according to the files had already displayed a temper, began telling coworkers about his plans for violence. This was because the police chief said, you can't be porking that 16-year-old girl anymore. And this included a discussion about backing a truck up to the back door of the police station, kicking the door open and going on a shooting spree. He said he was going to tie up the chief, make the chief watch him as he pillaged the chief's wife and daughters. And one coworker, a detective, also disclosed to investigators. He said, I recall John saying he was going to go to the chief's house and rape the chief's wife and kids and then shoot the chief. just the kind of guy Donald Trump wants running his campaign in New Hampshire, right? Or at least in this county. It goes on to, the article goes on to say, the incident is not a one-off. In 2022, former Trump campaign ad Ruben Verstuge was sentenced to 12 years in prison for possessing child pornography after he was caught openly fantasizing online about killing children. And in 2017, Tim Nolan, a county-level Trump campaign chair in Kentucky, was hit with over a dozen felony charges, including rape and human trafficking, and ultimately took a plea that landed him in prison for 20 years. You want to find the world's worst people? Just scratch the Trump campaign pretty much anywhere in the country. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, I called because, like I told your handler, if we need Arizona to win because of this 1864 law, we better look at our own party. We have no enthusiasm. I mean, this is what we need to be, a bad guy, Trump. He's like bad air. He's just lingering there, and we can't shake him. And remember, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, what's his name? Kennedy ain't on these tickets. It's like we have no enthusiasm. 7 out of 10 people got a gripe against Biden this year. What is our problem? It's our problem, Tom, because this guy wins Michigan.
Yeah.
He wins probably the White House. I mean,
as far as I can tell, the majority of Democrats or Democratic voters who have a gripe against Biden, it's because he's been supporting Netanyahu. And that's going to run out, I guarantee you, before the summer's over. He's already, I mean, yesterday he was openly criticizing Netanyahu.
But we seem to have nothing going for us, Tom. Every time they turn around, we're lucky Nikki Haley didn't win, Tom. She would beat Biden because, as bad as Nick Trump is, he's still there.
Yeah.
He's still competitive in a lot of states. He should be losing these states.
At least
now,
according to the polls. I mean, keep in mind, at this point in the race back in 2008 or 12, I forget which year, Barack Obama was losing, was behind. I think it was 2008. I'm just not willing to get all upset about it, Russ. I think number one, the Israel situation is going to get resolved. Number two, the Democrats are going to come home. I mean, look at the alternative. The alternative is ending democracy in America and electing a rapist.
But he's still there, Tom.
Oh, I know. He's still there until he's not. And I think, by January of next year, it'll be he's not. We'll see. I mean, he's got a bunch of followers with guns, and they're swearing that they're going to, do something. I don't know what. But anyhow, Russ, thanks for the call. It's great to hear from you. We'll be right back with more of your calls on the other side of this break. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Speaking the truth, Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with your calls on the other side of this break at 202-808-9925.
Your hometown choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North. Buzz of the North. 910 AM. 910 AM. WBZH.
As an American who keeps up with the real news, you know by now the severity of the economic issues that are plaguing our great nation. My name is Jonathan Rose, and I'm the CEO of Genesis Gold Group, the only major faith-driven company in the industry. 2024 is a year full of uncertainties, with trillions of dollars in national debt, inflation impacting your savings, and a pivotal election year. Your peace of mind is more valuable than ever. Now is the time to use physical gold and silver to preserve your hard-earned retirement savings with a gold IRA. Call Genesis Gold Group today. Our team has decades of experience helping folks just like you take their first step on the path to true financial freedom with a gold and silver IRA.
Call Genesis Gold Group today at 1-800-200-GOLD for a no-commitment, informative consultation with one of our experts to find out if we can be a fit for you. Call now at 1-800-200-4653 or visit genesisgoldgroup.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. The House votes tomorrow morning on a two-year extension of the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. FBI Director Christopher Wray told the House Appropriations Subcommittee it's needed now more than ever.
Failure to reauthorize 702 or gutting it with some new kind of warrant requirement would be dangerous and put Americans' lives at risk.
Former President Trump pushed Republicans to block FISA, claiming the FBI used it to spy on his campaign. A severe storm system, which triggered tornadoes across the South, is moving into the Northeast. The nation's largest airlines wants the White House to stop approving more flights between the U.S. and China due to what they call anti-competitive policies that China places on them. Uber and Lyft say they'll delay a planned exit from Minneapolis after city officials pushed back the start of a driver pay raise by 2 months. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Ann Walsh Bradley says she won't run for re-election next year. That'll mean an open seat when the ideological balance of the court goes back on the line. Bradley is 73 and was first elected to the court in 1995. Wisconsin is limiting pepper spray restraints and strip searches at youth prisons. Deputy Corrections Secretary Jared Hoy tells a state Senate committee that staff is now using better methods.
It's well documented that human beings are fundamentally more likely to change their behaviors when they make a choice to do so on their own rather than using persuasion tactics, force, coercion, or punishment.
It's part of a court settlement 6 years ago after a scathing review of the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement, and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers ending here in the overnight. Clouds stick around. Breezy north winds and lows will drop to the upper 30s. On your Friday, mostly sunny skies developing. Breezy northwest winds up around 25 with highs in the middle 50s, 60s for Saturday. Right now, it's 48.
Earl Ingram.
Let's talk a little bit about what public education did to move this nation forward and continues to do, even though it's under assault.
The one place where we get to live out and practice what it means to be a citizen in a democratic institution. The attacks on public education are really attacks on democracy.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Did
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Let's pick up your calls and see what's on your mind today. Alan in Rylander, Wisconsin. Hey, Alan, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
Good.
What's up? Well, I've actually got a student loan issue. I don't know if you remember. I actually came into your studio in Washington many years ago when federal marshals in Texas were arresting student loan borrowers. That was under Trump, of course. There's a new developing situation happening here, and I think it may have roots in Texas. So here's the gist of it. So Maria Cantwell, Democrat, is sponsoring the reauthorization bill for the FAA.
Right.
And slipped into this bill, just came out last week, slipped into this bill is language that would end the secretary's power to cancel student loans. And there's also
language Stafford right loans, yes, which is one major category of them. Yeah.
Yeah,
I quoted it in my op-ed today. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, good. Okay, so you're already aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, one other thing this language does is drastically increases the amount that flight school students can borrow. And so this is a very dangerous bill, Tom. You know, we saw a recent suicide by plane crash of a flight school student from a flight school in Texas. And according to other people who have gone to the school, they surmise that it was probably financial pressure that this school is infamous for putting a really hard sell on its students to suck every nickel out of them. They think it was probably that had probably something to do with the tragedy that ensued.
Oh, that's definitely not.
And so, yeah. So here's the conundrum. This is a Democratic bill.
Well, yes and no. It's also co-sponsored by Nolan,
okay, good. Yes.
A Republican, and who was the other? Ted Cruz.
Jerry Moran.
Jerry Moran.
And
yeah,
our favorite Ted Cruz out of Texas.
Right. And one other Democrat.
Yeah, one other Democrat. There's also a Democrat in the House who's somehow involved, Rick Larson.
Right, that's the House version. Yeah.
So we really need to know who's responsible for this.
I know.
Language.
I started writing this article that I published today at HartmanReport.com.
I'm so glad you're on top of this, by the way. I'm really impressed.
Well, let me give you the background here. I started writing this article last Thursday because I saw an article in Forbes magazine pointing out that the reauthorization of the FAA was going to shut down the ability of Biden to forgive student loans. And so I looked up the bill, and I saw that the principal sponsor of it was Maria Cantwell, the Democrat from Washington State. Maria is a great person. In fact, it's probably been 6 or 7 years, but I went up there and was at a fundraiser of hers. I mean, I support her. And so I reached out to her, out to her D.C. office, and I said, I asked to talk to their press person, and said, I wanted to know something about this. And their press person sent me back a note saying, what is it that you're wondering? And so I sent her that language, and I said, this is in this bill. Where did this come from, and why is it there? And she never answered. So finally I published the piece today. Yeah. Because I figured I'd give them at least until Monday to answer, over the weekend. But here it is Thursday, and they still haven't replied to me. So, I just published it this morning.
Yeah, I'm impressed, Tom, let me say. And I made the same inquiry with Tammy Baldwin here in Wisconsin, got no response.
Yeah, she's the co-sponsor.
She's the co-sponsor. Now, the fact that Rick Larson is mentioned in this really makes me Rick Larson is a blue dog Democrat. Mm-hmm. He was very he helped kill an amendment in 2007 that would have returned bankruptcy rights to private student loans. And so there was an amendment.
He's being spiffed by the banks.
Yes. That I think has been true certainly since 2005, yeah. 2007. And I just think there's some dark forces that have got a hold of a few of our Democrats, Tom.
Either and, that or they're not paying attention. I mean, that was I was half expecting to, when you know I reached out to Cantwell's office for her person to you know send me back a note saying, oh, thank you for this. I didn't realize it was in there. We'll do something about this. But instead, it was right. just crickets. You know, crickets.
Yeah. You know, I did get a pretty promising email from one of some other Senate staffers I know, and they told me Thursday that they were going to see if they could do anything about it, but I have not heard anything.
It would be really interesting. You know, we've got a lot of listeners in Washington State because we've got, I think, three different radio stations in the Seattle and Tacoma area that carry this program live. It would be really interesting if people in Washington State were to call Cantwell's office and ask the same question I did. You know, why is this language in here that yes. forbids the forgiveness of student loans? And, you know, and let me just say to my Washington State listeners, if you get an answer from her office, because I couldn't, let me know. Call. Let us know.
I would say all minds want to know. I totally agree. Also, Rick Larson is in Washington. He's just outside of Olympia. So
okay, yeah, call him too then. I didn't see his name on the bill, but I only looked at the Senate version of the bill. And typically, there's a
yeah, he's
Senate
a House guy,
House
so I don't. Yeah, I don't know exactly what the relationship is there, but
yeah,
interesting well, very good, stuff. Tom. I'm very impressed. You're so on top of this.
It's my job, Alan.
it's rare though. It's increasingly rare.
Okay, Alan, thank you for the call and for your kind words. We'll figure this out. Annie in Tacoma, Washington. Or is it Ann? Excuse me.
Ann, yes. In Gig Harbor. Yeah. I think I'm...
Oh, you're in Gig Harbor. I'll correct this.
What's Gig Harbor. Yeah, I just wanted to say something about your talking about abortion yesterday. And, you know, the spirit is eternal. So if you abort some... If you have an abortion... because you can't take care of a child or you're sick or whatever, the spirit of that situation goes back into the realm of spirit and is given another chance to come in with someone, a family who loves and cherishes them and can take care of them.
Yeah.
So there is not really, you're not killing a person when you kill a fetus. You're killing the fetus and not the spirit.
Right. Yeah.
I just wanted to say that, you know, because that's important. And we have a lot of people who are made to have kids, and then those kids go out into foster homes, and then these foster homes have like 15 people or something, or they're doing it just for the money. So they're not really interested in the kids. Yeah. So I just say reroute that spirit. And let that spirit have a chance to come in to a family who wants them.
The theology of this is fascinating. You know, if you look at the theological arguments, because if you believe in reincarnation, or if you believe that, you know, a soul occupies a body at some point in I believe in Judaism, it's when you take your first breath, when the baby takes its first breath. That's the inspiration, and that you find that in Genesis actually. But, you know, the Catholics say it's at the moment of conception, at the moment of fertilization, rather. Then your point, I think, is well taken. On the other hand, you know, what a Catholic would point out, or a skeptic, is that same logic that, you know, if you end a human life, and I'm putting that in quotes because there's a debate
it's
about when human life
yet.
Begins, exactly. But if you end a human life, whether it's 3 months in utero or whether it's 45 years old, yes, the spirit has another opportunity, maybe. I mean, if you believe in reincarnation or whatever. I guess you would have to believe in reincarnation.
Jesus told us that. Well, Jesus lived that. He came in as a man and a spirit, of course, and then he died, and his spirit came forth and told everybody, you can do what I do.
Which is one of the most amazing things in the New Testament, where he said, "What I have done, you shall do also."
Right, you can, but we gotta get the love and the compassion.
There you go.
And,
there you go.
Yeah, good points, Ann. Good points. I don't think you're going to hear very many Republicans agreeing with your logic, but
maybe not. But you know, it's an argument that is important because you don't want these kids coming into unwanted situations, yeah. And that's what it is.
Yeah,
coming into an unwanted.
Well,
situation.
And you look at the research that was done by the guys who wrote Freakonomics back about a decade or two decades ago. And what they found was that once Roe v. Wade went into effect, 20 years later, roughly, the crime rate started dropping. And it was because of unwanted kids committing crime. Thank
You're
you,
Ann. Listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned. There are so many dog food brands out there, it can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know that my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best, with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach, which are superfoods Dr. Marty's used in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and can expire quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome dog food. Dogs love the flavor. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Dogs' results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Todd and his regular guest Trigvi Olson were out and about with a simple theme. What makes Wisconsin great? For all the divisive topics and politics that we have on his show and on my show, we're doing that because we love living here and we want to talk about the things that make Wisconsin great. And we did that over cheese curds and cold beer last night. Ooh. And I really appreciate Todd doing that.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
How was your drive to school?
Let me tell you, I had to get my iced coffee first. I just can't seem to put it down. My favorite rapper just announced a tour. My phone was buzzing like crazy. I'm so excited. I had to text all my friends right then to talk about it. Then someone started calling me and...
Let's try that again.
I turned my phone off right away. I never drive distracted.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Busted pencils.
We'll keep talking about it because it is an important thing happening in our world and in our culture, whether you're in education or in any field. It's part of your day-to-day right now. Like, hey, what's the role AI is going to play in this?
We give every assignment the kids turn in, we put it through AI detectors. There's no ability for a student to opt out of the surveillance.
Busted pencils, weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
threshold. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. There are so many dog food brands out there. It can be hard to cut through the noise and figure out which food really has the best nutrition and ingredients for your dog. And that's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, because unlike many other brands, it's veterinarian formulated. So I know my dogs Blue and Chewy get the best with ingredients like salmon, beef liver, sweet potatoes, blueberries, and spinach. These are the superfoods Dr. Marty uses in his own practice to help dogs thrive. This, by the way, is not one of those fresh dog foods that takes up fridge space and expires quickly. There's no squeezing wet food out of a pouch. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, so it contains the max amount of nutrients, it's shelf-stable, and it comes in bite-sized nuggets that are dry to the touch. It has the convenience of kibble, but the nutrition and ingredients of a wholesome homemade food. Dogs love the flavor. Our dogs Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off your first order of Nature's Blend, plus get a free pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Jeff in Bonterre, Missouri. Am I saying that right, Jeff?
Yeah, you got it. I listen tongue-in-cheek. I've got a question about that 1864 law that they've went back to in Arizona. I don't want this to be a racist comment, so take it in jest. But do you think there's an exception in there for a woman who's been raped by Apaches?
Given that it was 1864, God only knows. I think you think you're being funny, Jeff, but I don't find it funny, frankly. Earl in Hyde Park, Illinois. Hey, Earl, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Whenever I see these ladies protesting in Arizona, I always wonder, and this is just me, how many of those on the picket line now who are protesting actually voted for Trump and his policies and did not necessarily see how far the right-wing ecosphere was going to go and take these openings that they've been pushing for years, generations. And I'm always curious. I am empathetic and sympathetic for the women and young girls, but I also am curious to find out, in the back of my mind, how many of those out there on the line who are protesting now were blind to the effect of supporting this man who had no moral scruples. The institutions that were promoting these things, these kind of ultra right-wing positions, wouldn't affect them. I mean, I'm sure that there are some on the line that voted for Trump, you know, and I just feel that there is so much inability to perceive how negative and how just downright unfair the United States government policies can be when you allow people of not good faith to make laws and institute laws for whatever reasons they want to do. And that's the point I was just trying to make.
Yeah,
that we have a history of bigotry and
I get that. Yeah, but, you know, back to your point about the people on the picket line voting for Trump when he hates organized labor and put a guy in charge of the Labor Department who Anthony Scalia's son, who was a lawyer who helps bust unions. I mean, that's the guy you put in charge of the Labor Department. I recall Dr. Rachel Bitticoffer, who's a regular guest on this program, just wrote a book called "Kid 'Em Where It Hurts," pointing out that roughly 90% of Americans, certainly more than 80%, but roughly 90% of Americans pay no attention at all to politics until, you know, 6 months to 2 months, 6 weeks to 2 months before the election. And so it doesn't surprise me that there would be people on the picket line saying, you know, we need union rights and this is our issue, who are voting for Trump, because they just don't know that he put a union busting lawyer in charge of the Labor Department, that he has spent his entire life fighting unions, that he refuses to have, you know, to hire union labor, that, you know, it's in fact, when he was building Trump Tower, he brought a bunch of workers from Poland over to the United States. And then when the building was done, he refused to pay them. I mean, you know, it's just this guy is such a
ripoff. He has that history right. No, yeah. You're right about that. So I'm glad you took my phone call.
Yeah.
And
thank you, Earl.
So,
Libby in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Libby, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thank you for all the research and everything you do.
My pleasure.
Am I through okay?
Say what?
Okay. Am I coming through okay?
Oh, yeah, just fine. No need to ask.
Okay. I just wanted to call and find out if you were aware of what's going on in Ohio with the November ballot and getting Biden on it.
Yeah. The last I heard, this has not been resolved yet, but Ohio says
it has? No, it has not.
It has not. Right. The ballot access date is before the DNC convention, when Biden becomes the official candidate. And I don't know how they're going to work this out. I do think, though, and probably, you know, we should get David Pepper back on the program and ask him what's going on with this, because he lives in Ohio and he's an expert on Ohio politics.
Well, Allison Russo is also, she's in the legislature. I think she's minority leader. Mm-hmm. And she was quoted in the paper as saying that they have lots of options. But, you know, I just can't believe, and our legislature would never approve an extension the way they are right now.
No, it's a Republican, it's a right-wing Republican-controlled legislature there in Ohio.
It's horrendous. It's horrendous.
Yeah.
So, and we also had another guy with House Bill 6 and the whole scandal that went through. Another guy just committed suicide, supposedly.
Really? That was the abortion bill?
Yeah. No, this is the one about oil and paying for energy things and all kinds of things. And the householder, that whole thing, yeah. Sam ran that, so I think that's how you pronounce his name. He was just found dead. So, and another guy committed suicide, I don't know, maybe 3 years ago, something like that.
It's kind of like, you know, Putin. I mean, another one of Putin's buddies just fell out of a window yesterday, or however he died. I don't recall the details of it, but yeah. Libby, thanks for the call. We'll keep an eye on it, I guarantee you. Thank you. Well, we're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, Phil Itner is going to drop by live from Kyiv, Ukraine, and we'll get an update on what's going on with that. So, meanwhile, Mike Johnson is on his way down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss Trump's ass. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know that 35% of adults report experiencing poor quality sleep? Let me put you onto something that's going to transform your sleep. Cozy Earth. Discover the secret to better sleep with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. And here's an exclusive offer just for my listeners. Use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature regulating technology, adapting to your body's needs, ensuring a sleep experience tailored to you. Sure helps me. They use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. Worried about commitment? Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of its products. Enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. That's a decade of unparalleled comfort and support. Treat yourself to ultimate comfort with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your self-care and sleep health. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 35% off. Upgrade your nights, transform your days with Cozy Earth.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Friday on Matt Nair on Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. In the 11 o'clock hour, all thanks entertainment with Nightlight's Pete Schwabba. Don't miss it.
Well, hi there. It's the fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke bringing you the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WBZH. It's not just for farmers. It's for anybody that loves food. Tune in 5 a.m. on the Buzz of the North, 910 a.m. Hayward.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. What now? Now the Republican lawmakers